some jazzy sounds as we ease towards the end of this WeFunk show. The awakening in the background right now, and I had some nice, some jazzy sounds from Keith Mansfield and Art Jerry Miller, and some sample moments that I'm sure most of you recognized, with some Al Hurt and Gap Mangione, Dilla sample there, and went real nice with all the, I guess we were calling it electro swing, but electro swing inspired grooves from Ruby Jane and another Sly and the Family Stone remix. Are those all up the same compilation or?
Yes, I'm guilty of it, but that one is very special. It's not a cover by a live band, it's a mashup by a DJ. I think it's the only one on the album that features basically the reworking by a DJ.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting me be myself again, mashed up with Rhythm Nation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
good stuff. And enjoyed the Hit Squad mega mix at the beginning of the show. DJ Static.
Yeah, just for the hell of it. No one passed away, nothing.
No,
they all
live
on.
Don't worry. Yeah, cool. Good stuff. Well, I looked up and we have a few more people to thank for funding drive donations that came in the last week or two. So big shout out to a whole bunch of Canadian donations, actually. Jesse in Montreal, Lloyd in Ottawa, Chris in Toronto, Philippe in Saint-Michel-de-Bellechasse, who says We Funk Forever, and Giuliano out in Italy says no words needed. Let the funk speak. Love from Italy. So should we say anything about the European tour? I guess people kind of probably already know at this point.
First show starting November 28th, pretty much straight through to December 9th, covering Wrocław, Katowice, Stuttgart, Copenhagen, Vienna, Sofia, Zurich, Hamburg, and London, ending things up. And that's the only tour we're doing this year, so we try to do it large. The support's been amazing on Facebook, etc. So just keep spreading the word.
Yeah,
keep
definitely.
Keep spreading the word. We fucking grassroots. We need, that's how we spread the music. And we're going to do the same for the tour.
Definitely, yeah. So if any of those shows is near you, then we definitely hope to see you there. And if it isn't near you, then just hop on a plane or a train. Europe's not that large.
Not at all.
We've had some people, like, I remember...
It's like a province in Canada. It was like a province.
Well, I remember, like, we were playing, what is it, somewhere in Germany, and then somebody had driven 9 hours from Amsterdam. I might be mixing up my geography, but it was definitely a 9-hour drive.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah, that was definitely one of the more monumental treks.
pretty special when that happens. Cool. I don't have a lot of announcements or anything on my side. Static, anything else that you want to add?
Yeah, just tomorrow, big dance event. Four Horsemen presents Saturday Night Jam Master. The dance jam without the focus on battles. It's just like everyone getting down, featuring myself, Flip Out, and Samwise on the decks. It's going to be fun. One last show before I head out of here. So.
Nice. Cool. Well, I definitely can't fail to mention that Saturday, December 15th, of course, we're doing another edition of the night that Ruby Jane and I do. We still don't have a name yet. I kind of feel like at this point, if it doesn't have a name, it doesn't need a name.
It's the WeFunk Jam.
It's the WeFunk Jam. There you go. Featuring DJ Akaleps coming up from Brooklyn to throw down some rare funk soul with us. Should be a good night. It was definitely, I enjoyed the night that he had back in August, I guess it was, at Le Blurry. So it would be nice to combine forces.
You can check the archives for a sample of his work, too.
Exactly, that's right.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that came out of his label and just his sets in general, right?
Yeah, and definitely hit up to truthandsoulrecords.com. You can find all the... You know, the Lee Fields and all the music that he's curating and re-releasing and new stuff laid to tape down there in the studio in Brooklyn. All right, I'm kind of short on words, so if anyone has any last words or announcements or anything,
coming right up.
Scramble's in the studio. Do you have any shout-outs, Scramble?
Yeah, Just want to give a shout out to Momodelic.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about him actually, but you can go ahead, Scramble.
When I was in Japan, I met up with a locker and beat maker out there, and he gave me this track, Funkin' for Jamaica. It's a remake that he did, so
that I played.
I passed it along
the saxed out version. Yeah, it was nice.
I don't know if anyone noticed that I slid in that Michael Jackson track as well. That's another Scramble find. We just finished watching Spike Lee's Bad 25, which aired yesterday. And it's a track called Al Capone, which is like the prototype precursor to Smooth Criminal. It didn't make the album cut, so we played it tonight.
There you go.
Training Scramble on the deck set. He sounds like he's ready.
I'm paying my. This is kind of like a Ruby Jane bibliography or work cited, because I also want to send a shout out to Ian McElwain from the UK. He's the one who put me on the remix of Standing in the Shadows of Love and the ELO Evil Woman remix as well. So he said he was going to get up early to catch the end of this set because he's in the future right now.
Okay.
So he's in the future. 5 hours into the future. So, hey. Thank you.
Shout out to all the people in the future. There's a lot of people living in the future and maybe waking up and streaming We Funk Live.
Yeah. With a nod to the past.
Nice. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here with some more jazzy sounds from Jack McDuff. Really nice extended cover of Ain't No Sunshine. You'll also hear some samples here and there in that track. We'll be back in 2 weeks, because we'll be out in Europe the next 2 weeks. I'm not sure who's filling in, but tune in next Friday night and you'll see. And what's up, Europe? We'll be there soon. In the meantime, have a good weekend. Thanks, Ruby Jane.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're out of here. Peace.
See y'all in Europe. Peace.